at 8:45, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me from the American Red Cross, Samantha Pollard, External Communications Manager. Samantha, great to have you here today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a program, and it's a very interesting program that the American Red Cross is doing right now. Tell us about this.
I'll tell you all about it, Mike. Yeah. So it is called the Missing Types Campaign, and you're going to see it soon. It's a national, international campaign that the Red Cross is participating in this year. And the objective of it is to bring awareness for the need for blood donations. And we're doing that by removing A's, B's, and O's, which are the main blood type groups, from iconic brands and things like that. So you will be seeing some A's, B's, and O's missing soon from some of your favorite brands.
Outstanding. So yeah. the importance of donating blood and the impact that the single pint of donated blood can have. Every pint donated impacts 3 lives. Can you explain how?
Yeah. So each blood donation can impact up to 3 people because it can be split into 3 different products. So there's the platelets, plasma, and the red blood cells, and those are used for different things. So when you give blood, it could potentially be split up to 3 different products and given to 3 separate people.
Now, I think it's a very very attractive, for example, on the sheet that I have here, the American Red Cross, the A is missing on those, the O is missing on cross. Why the missing types? What is the ultimate theme behind that?
Yeah, it's to kind of create a bit of a jarring experience for people. I think most Americans don't understand how often people need blood. We just did a research study over the past couple months and found out that less than half of people realize that every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. People think it might be once an hour or once half an hour somebody needs blood, but it's every 2 seconds. So we want to show that without us giving blood, there are these missing types. There are times that people are in the hospital and they don't have the blood that's needed for a procedure, for cancer treatment, something like that. There are times every day somebody might be told that they have to wait a day or two, or they have to wait an hour, which is not, even an hour doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're waiting for a surgery or something, that's anxiety producing. That's a lot of stress. That is something that you don't need added on top of also needing the surgery that you went into the hospital for.
And the use of blood, you mentioned surgeries, of course, planned. Of course, there are traumatic injuries,
right,
are another thing. But sometimes folks need blood for different blood diseases for which,
yeah,
the treatment is transfusion,
exactly,
or transfusion of certain blood products. I mean, the list kind of goes on and on. It's not just those emergencies. Like after 9/11, there was a lot of donated blood. A lot of people rolled up their sleeves and went and helped out. But it's a daily,
yes,
like you said, every,
yeah,
2 seconds occurrence that has more to do with survival than simply helping with traumatic injury, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So people, I mean, one car accident victim might need 100 pints of blood, which is wild. So that is something that, you know, a lot of us think. I think that's what most of us think about when we think of blood donation. But every single day people need blood to go through cancer treatment because chemo kind of destroys your blood cells and things like that. So they need platelets for clotting, iron deficiencies. I mean, somebody might just have anemia and they're not feeling well and they go in and get a pint of blood and they're feeling way better. So just simple things like that, or women who lose blood during childbirth, people who are getting organ transplants who need blood, people just who hemorrhage during a surgery and need a lot of blood. It just happens every day for many reasons.
Sure. What is the shelf life of donated blood?
42 days.
And oh boy, help me with this. Is it 50? You can give every 56 days?
You're there. Yeah.
All 56. Right. Great. So there's a gap.
There is a gap, yeah,
between the blood that one has given and it can last up to 42 days if it hasn't, and then 56 days between givings. So the gap has to be made up by other donations.
Yeah, we do need people to donate all the time. When we did this study, we also found out that about half of us know that in the United States know somebody who has received blood. That's a lot of people, but only 3% of Americans donate blood. So that's a lot. A little bit of people doing a lot of work for all of us. So if if 3% more of us can step up and give blood regularly, that would be incredible.
When you talk about the missing types, O is the most common
type
of blood, right?
It is, yes, O positive.
O positive. But A and B, those are some rare types of blood. So people that have those really kind of have to step up, don't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We do depend a lot on people when we talk about trauma situations. If the hospital doesn't have time to find out your blood type, they grab O negative, which is the universal blood donor type. So we're kind of working those O negative people to the bone when other people aren't stepping up to give, when we don't have an AB positive or something like that. We got to use that O negative.
Samantha, where can people look to see if there's a blood drive near them?
Yeah, you can visit redcrossblood.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can download our blood donor app and you just put in your zip code and it'll pull up a drive near you.
Samantha Pollard, she is the External Communications Manager for the American Red Cross here in Omaha, or the American, well, just look. You'll see on billboards and on materials and on television commercials the missing types, the letters that are missing. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.